watcher, and a huge welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. I must tell you in advance, I have pressed the variety button quite hard this week. We had a bunch of baritone sax last week, and here's another example. Frank Bazile on baritone with one of his own compos, Modern Inventions, April 2012, in Paramus, New Jersey. And he's accompanied by Paris-born Fabienne Marie on trumpet, Alex Hoffman tenor, Ehud Asheri piano, David Wonk bass and Peter Van Nostrand drums. Wow! A sextet with members from six different nations. The song, Modern Inventions, is named after Frank's favourite Donald Duck cartoon that he watched in his youth. and it's also the title of this album on his very own Frank Basile label. It's Oscar Peterson live in Ljubljana. It's July 64 in Ljubljanka, Slovenia, the Oscar Peterson Trio, and for me, the best ever Peterson Trio lineup. You know who on piano, Ray Brown bass and Ed Thigpen drums. That was Dein ist mein ganzes Herz. Originally an aria from a 1929 operetta, better known to us these days as Yours is My Heart Alone, or You Are My Heart's Delight. Advance warning, I'm taking you on a slight diversion now. Well, more than slight, as this is pure blues, but as we well know, jazz and blues are certainly cousins. I heard this for the very first time just this week, and I want to share it with you right now.
My heart in San Francisco. Let my heart beat up in San Francisco. High on the hill, Golden Gate, across the bay in San Francisco. On the hill, morning fall, cool, cool night. That's where I wanna be. San Francisco, where my heart is. Been to New York City, been to Chicago. Found no place like San Francisco. Cable car, high, high, on the hill. Morning fall, evening breeze. Cool, cool night, where I wanna be. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh people, tell me about it. Tell me about it right now. Work out, work out. Got the blues for San Francisco. Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. My heart is down. Ha, ha, ha. On the hill, right down by Golden Gate. Cross the bay, where I wanna be. I left my heart right there. San Francisco, morning fall. I wanna be me. My heart is there. My heart is right there in San Francisco.
Blues, yes, of course it was, but it's allowed under our We Enjoyed It rule. I'm sure you recognise the dulcet tones of John Lee Hooker. He claims writing credits for Frisco Blues, which borrowed rather heavily from I Left My Heart in San Francisco, recorded appropriately in Sausalito, just across the bay from San Francisco. Hooker, guitar and vocals, Van Morrison, also guitar and vocals, Danny Caron, guitar, Charles Brown, keyboards, Ruth Davis, bass, Kevin Hayes, drums. We're off to Germany again.
We'll be right back.
Regular listeners might remember that we featured a song by Hans Kohler and Zoot Sims a month back. Well, we've now played another one from Cologne, Germany, and yes, it's the German Sonorama label. The song Blues Around Joe was released in Germany on an EP, but it didn't get beyond the German border to other distributors. Hans and Zoot, both on tenors, Hans Hammerschmidt piano, and he wrote that song, Peter Trunk bass, and Rudy Schering drums. Another vocal.
Take a little and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. You've got to laugh a little, cry a little, until the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms. And when the world is through with us, we've got each other's arms. Don't you know you've got to win a little, lose a little, always get those blues a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
And that was Ann Hampton Calloway in New York City, February 2006. The standard, The Glory of Love. Who hasn't recorded that? Ted Rosenthal, piano, David Gilmour, guitar, Christian McBride, bass, Lewis Nash, drums. I so nearly played you Miss Calloway's own song, I'm Too White to Sing the Blues, Blues. But then I didn't. Playing that Oscar Peterson track earlier in the show made me change the playlist on a mere whim, and I chose as our Ellington number for this week the Duke and Ray Brown together. Thank you. without doubt, one of my all-time fave LPs from Ellington. The Pablo LP, this one's for Blanton, dedicated obviously to Jimmy Blanton, the young and immensely talented bass player who in less than 2 years with the Ellington band revolutionised the role of the bass in jazz. Sadly, TB took Jimmy at just 21. But his legacy does live on, and this LP is an absolute gem. Just the Duke at the piano, Ray Brown bass, in December 73 in Las Vegas. We heard CC Rider. Perfection is often subjective, always so in music, but for me, that's at the very, very top of the jazz mountain. This week's playlist is now shot to pieces, as I've just had a rummage, and I'm now going to play you one of Blanton's very earliest recordings with the Ellington Band. Imagine you're back in March 1940 and listen to Jimmy conducting a duet with the entire Ellington Band. The Duke Ellington Band, to most Ellington fans, the Duke Ellington Band. March 1940, the so-called Webster Blanton years. The trombone section alone was Joe Tricky Sam Nanton, the majestic Lawrence Brown, and Juan Tisol. Is that the best trombone lineup ever? And yes is the definitive answer to that question. That was Ellington's compo Jack the Bear, but subtly arranged by Billy Strayhorn to feature the bass player. You can only imagine what that song meant in 1940. There had never been a bass solo like that before in jazz. Blanton holding his own against all of the greatest band ever. Equal praise must, of course, go to the Duke for realising Blanton's potential and giving him this opportunity. Two Ellington songs this week, double wows all round. what can possibly follow that other than a complete contrast?
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. For once he was a true love of mine. Him find me an acre of land, parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Between the sea and over the sand, and then he'll be a true love of mine. He tells me he can't, I reply, parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Then let me know that at least he will try, and then he'll be a true love of mine. Poses an impossible task. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Though nothing more than any heart asks, and I must know he's a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Come to me, my hand for to ask. For thou then art a true love of mine.
Originally, that was an old English folk song, but given a workover by Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, Scarborough Fair, back in the days when Scarborough must have just been a tiny fishing port. Carla Cook is the singer on this 2002 recorded Max Jazz album called Simply Natural. Cyrus Chestnut, the Nut Man on piano, Kenny Davis bass, Billy Kilson drums, and Steve Croon on percussion, but making some rather annoying animal noises towards the end of that song. Next, a short prayer. The title of that very short song was A Prayer, A Very Short Prayer. Chico Freeman, tenor, Clyde Kreiner, piano, and a few crackles from this 82 recorded Elektra LP. I think, in fact I'm positive, you're going to enjoy this next one a lot.
Thank you.
another Sonorama LP of previously unreleased songs from Germany. This is the Hans Thomas Quintet. He's on flugelhorn, Manfred Linder alto, Christian Sterath piano, Christian Scheel on bass. This is the quintet Long on Christians. Finally, Christian Putz drums. That was, allegedly, a Hans Thomas compo, but you probably at least thought you recognised the work of Herbie Hancock there. But this was called Watermelon Girl. Recorded 65-66 in either Mönchengladbach or Düsseldorf. Here's a seldom heard Kurt Weill song. My Ship, music by Kurt Weill, lyrics by Ira Gershwin, for a 1941 Broadway show, Lady in the Dark. The leader and pianist is Lee Lovett, Lee Roy Lovett, as sometimes he'd call himself Leroy. But the Roy could come and go, the second of only two albums he made as a leader, and both on the cheapy Strand and Wynn labels. That's Wynn, spelt W-Y-N-N-E. Al Hall bass, Butch Ballard drums. Recorded in Philadelphia, Lovett's hometown, in, I think, 59. Next, some Gershwin, but this is in the Broadway musical style.
Found you children, but you can chase a hoodoo with the dance that you do. Let me lead the way, Jubilee today. He'll never hound you, stomp on the ground, you children. Come on now, clap your hands, slap your thighs. Hallelujah, hallelujah, everybody come along and on the Jubilee. Slap for your hands, slap for your thighs. Don't you lose time, don't you lose time. Come along and shake your shoes, time now for you and me. On the sands of time, you are only a pebble. Remember, trouble must be treated just like a rebel. Send him to the devil. Clap your hands, clap that thigh. Don't you lose time, don't you lose time. Come along and shake your shoe time. Now for you and me. Yeah, shake them up.
So many great jazz versions of Porgy and Bess that I chose something else from Gershwin, difficult though that was. This LP actually bears the title Pearl Bailey Sings Porgy and Bess. That was Clap Your Hands from the 1926 musical OK. Two words. Yes, it did sound a bit Broadway showish. This was recorded April 58 for Roulette Records, with some big names in the band. Joe Wilder, Jimmy Cleveland, Seldon Powell, Al Caiola, and Pearl's husband and musical director on drums, the one and only Louis Belson. Next one's a bit showbizzy too, but it's topical.
Thank you.
topical indeed. Heat wave. Phew, what a scorcher. This late 50s, early 60s recording for Warner Brothers is called Swing Fever, subtitled Buddy Cole, his uninhibited Hammond and a double rhythm section. So, Buddy Cole on organ, fairly obviously, Vince Terry guitar, Red Callender bass, Alvin Stoller, Lou Singer and Milt Holland, drums and percussion, and Jack Constanzo, the all-important bongos. Here's a big band crammed with big names.
Thank you.
And that's from a Bethlehem LP called simply Art Blakey's Big Band, recorded in New York City, December 57. I really ought to name check every single muso, but I'm just going to tell you every other name for time's sake. Donald Byrd, Bill Hardman, Jimmy Cleveland, John Coltrane, Al Cohen, Walter Bishop Jr., and driving that song, The Outer World, the leader and drummer, Art Blakey. A contrast to that big band for our closer this week, and a piano solo from Feb 82 by Michael Foreman. It's the very last song on this Soul Note LP, and it's the very last song on our show as well, and it's appropriately titled Farewell. And it is indeed farewell from me. I hope you've had fun listening to all this variety this week, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another edition of The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.